You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and a very warm welcome along to the Daily Racing Podcast, brought to you by William Hill. Thank you for joining us on this edition. We're looking ahead to Thursday's racing and hopefully we'll get both remaining meetings in the UK on Thursday. We're looking at Newcastle in the afternoon and Kempton in the evening on Thursday, with all of the National Hunt fixtures already abandoned, and the outlook for the rest of the week doesn't look brilliant, but hopefully we'll have some racing to bring you from 1:40pm on Racing Radio with Ollie Pimlott, Dale Gibson and Andrew Mount in the studio guiding you through all of the action. Sam Norris here, and joining me to take a look at some of Thursday's racing, one at Kempton and one at Maidan, as such as the cold weather taking hold in the UK that we're having to go further ashore for winners. Mr. Luke Elder joins me, which can only mean that
we're
there
really
are
short on
race
staff.
Meetings abandoned and you're sitting around the office doing not a great deal.
That's what I usually do, in fairness, even when the meetings
are
true. I was told by my good friend Callum Adele, who's over in Maidan for an extended stint, that it rained the other day.
Really?
It rained in Maidan.
Well, it absolutely hammered it down on World Cup night. Was it?
Yeah.
Was it last year or the year before?
It might have been 2 years ago, but it wasn't. It wasn't pretty, and it turned into.
Because when it rains there, it really, really rains.
Oh yeah, we complain about rain here.
Yeah.
But I mean, when it rains there, it'll rain for about 10 minutes, but they'll get about 2,000 amount of rain that we'll get. But it rained for the first time in a few months anyway.
Right. It does get an absolute deluge at Maidan. Yeah.
Whereas the weather's lovely here.
Quite.
I only almost slipped over once on the way to work this morning.
I only live 5 minutes away and nearly fell over three times.
Well, the bit about me is I almost slipped over inside.
You managed to avoid all...
I was great outside. I did the normal thing. Right? I put a coat on. Do I wear running shoes to work and then change them when I get there? And I was contemplating, I can't be bothered with messing that around. And then... it was inside a shopping centre. I was walking through to get to the studios, and as you go off the carpeted area, so to speak, where you dry your shoes,
the change of surface.
I just put my foot down. Whew, I didn't quite go down, but
like coming into the all weather bend at Fontwell.
Exactly
that quick change of surface.
Exactly that. But you do the walk away as if nothing's happened, and you know behind you people are laughing at you because there are people crowding around the doors not to go out into the snow, and it was. I got out of there ASAP.
That's something of an achievement, really, to manage to fall over inside with conditions like this.
I could fall over
outside.
Anywhere.
Yeah.
Up the stairs is my preference from falling down the stairs. I do that quite a lot.
Okay.
But I feel like we're getting to know each other quite well.
Yeah, we are. We've definitely spoke nonsense for the first few minutes of the podcast. Yeah.
I've got a fair few minutes till the next race at Wolverhampton to burn. So.
Yeah, good. Yeah, quite. Hopefully all this cold weather is... well and truly gone by the time the festival rolls around. Have you been busy? Is the phone been ringing off the hook preview nights?
I've got one, potentially two.
Okay.
To do, the preview nights are being cancelled left, right, and centre because it's weather.
Exactly.
People can't get there.
Yeah.
Which is a shame because they're usually quite good fun, aren't they? But I remember it's two, maybe 3 years ago now. There was snow falling still the day before the Cheltenham Festival.
Mm.
And people were worried about whether it's actually going to be on or not. So I think I was down at my parents' and then we had to leave about 2 hours earlier because otherwise we were risking being snowed in at our house. So we had to get to Cheltenham about 5 hours early on the Monday.
I love that commitment to the festival. You'd rather be snowed out of your house.
Exactly.
As long as you can be at Cheltenham. Yeah.
As long as you're there, that's the whole objective of the year.
Never mind if we can't get home.
Yeah, I've been trying to explain to the girlfriend recently. She keeps asking, why is Cheltenham so good? And I was like, okay, well, sit down, I'll explain it to you. But she never listens.
Yeah. We've got a couple of races to take a look at as well. On Thursday, as mentioned, we've got some racing at Maidan as well, which you can bet on, of course, on the William Hill website. And we've also got the meetings at Newcastle and Kempton. We're hopeful that both will get the green light. Of course, Newcastle's evening meeting was abandoned on Wednesday. Have an afternoon card scheduled for Thursday. with an 8 a.m. inspection. We're going to err away from the Newcastle racing just in case and focus in on Maidan and Kempton. And hopefully the weather won't be playing havoc in Maidan, which it,
no, I don't
really hope not.
I don't think they've got a threat of snow.
Definitely not snow, but I mean rain. You mentioned that the rain's coming
they've had their rain for the year now. Yeah. Sandstorms, potentially.
Yeah.
That'll be an interesting one, but I'm confident that Maidan will be okay.
I meant the rain. I'm hopeful that...
There's a whole plethora of options for Maidan.
That the rain won't come.
Global warming and all that.
Another good Thursday of racing in prospect at Maidan. We're going to take a look in depth at the 4:15, which is 7 furlong handicap on the turf. No surprise to see Godolphin well represented here. Richard Hannon's well represented here, including one runner that I really don't want to talk about at all, and that's Toopy, Luke.
Yeah, it's
a major cliff horse for me.
He's your old friend, my old acquaintance. I think it's the best way to put it. Because you fully committed to this, didn't you?
Yeah. Oh, massively, apart from when he won the Cammage, of course.
Obviously. He was awesome in winning the Cammage
but
as well.
All races in between. Fortunately, I haven't backed him on either start at Maidan this year, so maybe the love affair's coming to an end.
Well, see, I backed him in the Hackwood at Newbury last year on softer ground, thinking softer ground's fine. Then Richard Hannon came out in the morning and said, yeah, don't think he'll like the ground, and he tailed off a 24-length beaten last. And then they ran him in, I think it was the next run, I think it's a pre-Maurice de Guise, sorry, behind Brando. And it was on soft ground. He came third at 66s.
This is what he does to you.
Yeah.
He just keeps running races and you think, oh, wow, you're definitely going to win a good prize at some point.
Yeah.
I'm not sure whether it'll be a Group 3 race or a handicap, but at some point he's going to win something again.
Mm.
And I won't be on. He probably won't win this race, though.
No, he's drawn still six. He's drawn better than a few. I just wanted to bring the draw up in this race because... I imagine Twitter will have a good giggle at this because the Godolphin operation have four horses in.
Yeah.
They're drawn 1, 2, 3, and 5 in this race. That draw's been awfully kind to them, hasn't it?
Yes.
At Maidan. But the one I'm siding with is the one that splits the Godolphin runners in Salatine, who's installed 4, who didn't run too badly, in fairness, out of Maidan last time around. That was behind Horde of Combat, who finally got his head in front. But Salatine is a horse who has been known to be a trailblazer, go off in front, say, catch me if you can. I think he may have won this race last year. But he never got to dominate last time around. He was well beaten at Maidan on his reappearance over in Dubai, and that was behind, ironically, Dubai. Then he was only beaten 6.5 lengths last time out. Now, that was over 8 furlong, well, a mile, we'll call it, in layman's terms. don't know why that happened. But 7 furlongs is much more to his liking. If Martin Harley can adopt those tactics from stall 4, then it could just be a race that Salatine runs an outrageous race at a big price. The eye was instantly drawn to the Hannon pair for me before looking at the draw. I mean, oh, this is us from stall 11. Yeah, he's been in great form over there, but I'm not sure that's going to play to his strengths because he needs to come through horse in a sense and travel well. Kafu Shamimi was the one that I was instantly drawn to. He has run well over there so far this season, finished third there behind Horde of Combat the other day, beating Salatine, but out in stall 13 it's going to be a bit of a nightmare for him. So I'd be willing to give Salatine a chance at a big price. I can easily see him finishing in the first three for David Amar and Martin Harley.
As Salatine then the choice in that 4:15 at Maidan. Obviously, without us having the rights to broadcast the racing at Maidan on Racing Radio, we've not spoken in great depth about the meeting this year. Is there anything that's massively caught your eye? Anything you're looking ahead to in terms of World Cup night? Putting you on the spot here.
Yeah, we've got the matchup once again of Winter Lightning and Rayar tomorrow. They've been interesting to watch together, and in a sense that they've not been separated by far. There was a nose where plenty were adamant that Rayar had got up and Winter Lightning was given the race, and it came out in the photo Winter Lightning was clearly ahead, and then Winter Lightning beat Rayar by 2 lengths the other day. They've been pretty closely matched on both occasions. Now they're two decent horses going forward. We've got the American horses coming over for the Dubai World Cup as well. It was the will they won't they bring West Coast over. If West Coast runs the same race he did in the
Pegasus
the Breeders' Cup, then West Coast, for me, it's a case of how far, because he's not got the good horses to worry about. Gun Runner's not in there. He's not got Arrogate to worry about before the race anyway. He is the horse to beat. If he turns up in that sort of form, then it's a case of how far for Bob Baffert's charge.
Mm. Okay. Interesting stuff. That's Maidan coming up tomorrow. We've also got some domestic racing to preview as well, and a really, really high-class heat coming up at Kempton Park. Their feature on the evening card is the 7:30. The road to the Kentucky Derby Condition Stakes ran over a mile, a Class 2 heat. We're just speaking about the American horses there. This has got a seriously nice pot on offer as well. 43.5 grand to the winner. 8 runners at the time of recording. Tell me why this is called the Road to Kentucky Derby.
Well, we've got a few races over on these shores now. I think there's one at Dundalk as well. There may be one at Newcastle, where winning it gives you points to get into the Kentucky Derby, because that is a point system. And we've got two horses that are nominated for the Kentucky Derby here. Whether they take their chance, that's another question. Gronkowski in 3 weeks are those two horses. We had Thunder Snow run in the race, or attempt to run the Kentucky Derby last year before he did a Bucking Bronco Act coming out of the
went mental, didn't he, when the stalls opened?
That was just that. Yeah. Done and dusted. But I mean, Aidan O'Brien's got a couple that he could potentially send over. I think Mendelssohn's been rumoured to go over. There's been a little bit of talk of Seahenge as well, but I don't think that'll happen. That wouldn't be the best idea in the world. But Mendelssohn, obviously, won at the Breeders' Cup. He could go over. But the focus here is definitely on Gronkowski in 3 weeks. I think you get 20 points for winning the contest. And then it's likely that they both have to go on to, or whoever wins it would have to go on to Newcastle and try and win that race there as well to get himself a place in the contest. But both of them, you would think, would handle the demands of running over in America on dirt. I mean, Gronkowski for Jeremy Nasida.
They've spent a fair few quid, yeah, these connections.
Yes, they do, don't they? And the horses always go off an artificially short price.
Yeah.
As a result. I mean, but again, dirt shouldn't be an issue for him. But 3 weeks is the one that's very interesting on a dirt pedigree. Out of a Henry the Navigator mare, who was American bred, and by Tappet as well, who is one of the leading sires over in America. 3 weeks has been very, very impressive so far in the last two starts, both on all weather, once at Newcastle, once at Lingfield. But I've liked what I've seen about 3 weeks for the Haggis runner. Whether William Haggis would be interested in taking one over for the Kentucky Derby, I'm not 100% sure. It's probably not really a situation he's had too many times in the past, but I 3 weeks would just about be the one that I side with over Gronkowski for tomorrow. I'm not 100% sure how strong that race Gronkowski, or how strong the race was that Gronkowski won last time around. I mean, I like the Kevin Ryan horse that was against him, but he got beaten by the Martin Mead outsider of the field, and yes, he won by 6 lengths. He won very, very easily, but this is going to be a lot tougher for Jeremy Nasida's charge. The yard are in good form. They had a couple of winners, albeit again at short prices at Lingfield the other day. Jamie Spencer on board. I just about favour 3 weeks, but we talked about it as if it's a two-runner race. I mean, we've got Fortune's Pearl and Gel Mood in there. Gel Mood's a very useful horse. A bit of a bridesmaid, you could almost say. Was a winner at Wolverhampton a few starts ago, but comes second more often than not. And Fortune's Pearl is a lighter raced individual. Ran in the in the same maiden as Wells Fargo last year, who went on to win the Acom. That race worked out extraordinarily strong, and ran behind Alarcam as well at the back end of last year. So it's a very, very good race at Kempton tomorrow evening. It is one that I've talked about at length here, but in truth, the entries, it deserves to be talked about at length. And,
yeah,
and well done to everyone for putting it on, because it's a valuable pot and it could well end in a pretty exciting story for English runners.
Okay, 3 weeks gets the call then for Luke in what is, as you quite rightly point out, a very good-looking race coming up Thursday night with a superb pot on offer as well. Just remind us, your two selections then, Maidan and Kempton on Thursday.
Yeah, 7:30 at Kempton is 3 weeks, but I really fancy Salatine each way. I think he could run a big race in the 4:15 at Maidan from a good draw.
Good stuff. Thank you very much for that, Luke. Do join us on Racing Radio from 1:40 p.m. for Newcastle and Kempton on Thursday. Thanks for your thoughts, Luke, and hopefully we'll have some more racing over the next few days, which means you'll be hard at work in the TV studio and won't have to join me on the podcast.
Yeah, and hopefully I'll make it into work without slipping any time tomorrow.
Thanks, Luke.
Cheers.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.